Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
And now we're joined by rock band Now Only. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
How are you all doing today?
Fantastic.
Very hot.
Very hot. Yeah. So could you each introduce yourselves for me and tell me what instrument you play?
Yeah, so I'm Aniron. I play the bass guitar.
Hi, I'm Leo. I play lead guitar.
I'm Patrick. Vocals and guitar.
And I'm Archie, and I'm the drummer.
Brilliant. So could you tell us a bit about the band and your influences?
Yeah, so we kind of started out when we were about 16, 17. We came through Platform One and then kind of did our own thing after that. We've been together for ages and been writing, ever since we were kids really together. And it's been really kind of good to kind of go through these years and, you know, work together on different songs. I think now we're kind of progressing to the next stage.
Oh, that's amazing. So you're here today because you're raising money for War Child.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so essentially we've teamed up with Hotbox to raise money for War Child in this fundraising event. So for 3 weeks, I got the mic closer. For 3 weeks, our main aim is to raise as much money as possible for War Child. So that involves mm-hmm. having a donations page open where you can donate, you can get some cool rewards. And we also recorded a live session up in London back in June. That's going to release tonight at 7 o'clock. So we've got all sorts happening as well and gigs to help support the cause out. So
strings on next week.
Yeah, we got strings coming up soon, that's the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
11th of this week, we have AAA Records, and then Anchor next week on the 18th. So, all sorts happening going at the moment, yeah.
Is it the strings one that has Thesis supporting as well?
No, that's AAA.
Oh, that's AAA.
That's this Saturday.
Brilliant, yeah. Because we had them in before for an interview. They're great guys.
Fun. Yeah, no, they're nice. Yeah, real genuine people.
Yeah, they're really nice. So, how did you get involved with working with War Child then?
So that came through a Instagram post. Hotbox was basically offering this opportunity for many, many other artists and bands across the UK. And they mm-hmm. do a really good job in promoting upcoming and uprising bands. So we decided that it would be a good shot to just give it a go, you know, and see what comes out of it. And then, lo and behold, we ended up getting into it. And so it's a,
Wow. So what was that experience like recording the live session?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, wasn't it? I mean, we've done a couple of live kind of sessions before. But it was definitely our first, it's kind of the most like professional one we've ever done. And it was kind of a, it's a really cool experience to be up in London kind of working with these kind of top level guys who knew what they were doing. And we were kind of in and out really quickly, but I think the live set will kind of talk for itself. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
We've always been more of a live band, right? So
definitely
our performance on the day and like on the stage and the way the camera guy captured everything, like that was really good.
It was a really great opportunity, that really
Oh, that's so cool. So could you tell us a bit about the track then, Control, and what inspired it?
Iron, I feel you should start.
So I was at my mate's last year, Harrison's, and we were kind of just playing around with guitar and stuff. And out of nowhere, I kind of just came out this riff. It's kind of like Royal Bloody. So it's quite like bass heavy. Obviously the bass player, I favour that. But I started playing this riff and I sent it to the boys and it kind of just went really quickly from then on.
We sort of stripped it back, and I mean it was summer, like the sun was out, we sat outside, like acoustic guitars, just proper stripped it back to the chords and then wrote the verses and the chorus from there. Vocal melodies over the top, just out in the sun.
So we're going to go into the break now, but before we do, would you like to just tell everyone how they can donate?
Yeah, of course, yeah. So the link is direct on our Instagram and Facebook account. It's directly in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
You just tap it and it goes straight to the account.
Brilliant, thank you. So we will be listening to your track Control in a bit. We're here with Now Only. All the guys are still here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So we wanted to talk a bit about War Child and what they do. So who would like to start?
Yeah, absolutely. So War Child is an amazing charity. What they do is that they go to countries where there's conflict, and they offer educational support, psychological support to young people and children there.
Yeah.
They help grow communities and help grow support for these families that are struggling in these times. It's really quite beautiful. And I think they deserve that recognition and they deserve that help.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like amazing that you guys are helping them by all the things that you're doing.
Thank you.
So yeah, that's amazing.
Now War Child, they say that they'll never give up on children affected by conflict. That's a really important thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Especially in this climate nowadays, you know. Yeah. It's really, really vital.
Now, I understand that War Child are the only specialist charity for children affected by conflict, and their main goal is to look at making a safe future for every child living in fear. Mm. That is just a great thing that you're doing to help with that. Mm. And your video that's fundraising should be a fabulous thing for everybody.
Yeah, I completely agree.
The live shows as well, the gigs, trying to put on as many live events as possible so people can come, see us and then donate. You know, we can encourage that as much as possible.
Oh, yeah. So could you just tell us again the gigs and the dates so that everyone could come and support you?
Of course. So it's the 11th of July, which is AAA Records with Thesis. Then it's the 18th at The Anchor, and then the 23rd at Strings.
And how about the show tonight at 7?
Well, that's online, Archie.
Oh, yeah. So how do people watch the show tonight? What's the link for that?
So that's also on our donations page, directly on our bio, Facebook, Instagram, on the lot.
Oh, yeah. So what can people expect?
We've got our new songs.
Two new tunes, right, that we wrote. Well, yeah, back in last summer, like we said, sort of trying to make more, write more mature, you know, mature songs coming away from that, doing the, you know, the open mic scenes, all the pub gigs, stuff like that, and then writing more, you know, better music, basically.
Because the open mics is how I met you guys originally.
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of open mics together.
That was all good memories. That was my first time going to any kind of gig, was
really?
Strings open mic when I was 16, and that was when I met you guys.
Well,
that's how we kind of learned how to play live and stuff like that. It's like you play as much as possible, and then you get used to it. And
Definitely.
Have to put on a show.
It's a good venue too, Strings.
Yeah, it's a really good venue. So, do you have any advice for people who want to be musicians?
Just play.
Play.
You know, any sort of live playing as well. I mean, you know, if you want to get better at an instrument, obviously just play. But
play live.
Just open mics. Listen as well. Listen to loads of music.
And just have a good group of friends around you. I think it really helps. When you you like everyone in your group and stuff, and you can kind of get along with things a lot better, you know. We've never had any sort of, you know, kind of problems, so it's always been nice for us, we've always been mates, best mates, so.
That is true, yeah. We just, even, you know, just getting in a garage and writing some tunes, going to Strings, Strings open mic, and then just like playing them.
The lockdown days.
Not caring as well. I think that's a good thing, you know, like just play what you want, and, you know, you're good. So everywhere you go, someone's going to look at you like, why are you doing this, why are you doing that? Just play what you want. Like,
True.
Yeah. Turned up, played like Killing in the Name, played idol songs. And
one of your favourites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We got funny look, and then, but then people loved it because we didn't care. And I think that's, to join in with the charity and stuff, it's just like, do what's right and do what you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's brilliant, like raising money for charity, doing something that you're so passionate about that you enjoy as well. It's just really good. Yeah. So yeah.
Definitely.
And is there anything else you'd like to talk about that we haven't discussed, or
just donate? If you're local, come along to the live shows and stuff like that. That's really appreciated.
Yeah.
But yeah, just donate, even if it's, you know, a five or a tenner, just put money in, because it's all going to go to a great cause.
Yeah.
So,
So thank you all so much for coming
in.
Thank you very much
for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah, and would you like to introduce your track for us?
Of course. So this is Control by Now Only.